My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
The whole point is that we overreact in between games. The whole point is that you live and die with every pitch. So the reality is a lot of the things that I hear on a day-to-day basis, even a lot of our just in-the-moment takes, are absolutely that we're talking about playoff baseball the way we talk about the NFL. And the thing that sometimes sucks the air out of talking about baseball in the regular season is other people don't pay as much attention as you do to the Guardians. I think you guys know I watch way too much Guardians baseball. I think you know JP watches way too much Guardians baseball. But to be able to talk about it day in, day out, you have to watch at least every other game. All right? At least two or three games a week. And this just makes it easier. And so it's funny. That might sound like I'm going to take a shot at people. No, I think the best part about playoff baseball is that this becomes our focus and we're all watching the same game. So, like, we've done stuff like put out the Kwan video and asked, was this a catch? And even Guardians fans were saying, not a catch. That's the best part about this. But I think people have taken that to such a degree, though. And I'm not trying to misparaphrase what the morning boys said. But I mean, I'm just going to say, in talking about the lead up to Game 5, I heard something that I think it's just sports talk cynicism about losing in general. And listen, I get it. Nobody likes to lose. And when you lose, we expect there to be consequences. The thing that I think is frustrating with me about the Guardians, or frustrating for me as a Guardians fan, is not every loss is an indictment on the Dolans, the front office, Stephen Vogt, or baseball in Cleveland, and a sign that we're never going to win a damn game again. And that's what it felt like after Game 3. It felt like half of anybody in this town turned into Randy Quaid in Major League 2. They're going to blow it. You know, they're not. This is what they do. And so I was surprised to hear. Like, I'll be honest with you guys. There are a couple talking points that I think make a lot of sense here on where we head now and the importance of the Game 5 win. I think we've kind of all blown past the importance of getting the first elimination game win since 1997. That was the longest streak in baseball, 11 elimination games in a row that the Guardians had lost up until last night. And I don't think, especially a young team, I don't think we can quantify what that means to a team, to an organization. And you never quite know. You know, the gross generalization about this is, oh, the Tigers are a team of destiny. The Tigers are the toughest. This is their mission. And listen, respectfully, they're the hottest team in baseball. They've earned it. They've earned the love and the accolades. And I said it with Jay Bush. I'll tell you this, guys. I love this series. I'm right where Stephen Vogt is. Like, I've got some ideas. I've got some thoughts on this series. But the number one thought is I've earned an incredible amount of respect for AJ Hinch, an incredible amount of respect for the Detroit Tigers, an incredible amount of respect for Tigers fans. And so whether it's on TikTok at Nick Wilson Says on TikTok or on Twitter or on Instagram or Facebook or, you know, with Tigers fans calling in here. I don't really take it personally when they try and talk mush because, guys, this is so much damn fun. So I was a little bit annoyed. This was not the bulk of the conversation. But in kind of hearing one of the conversations with the Morning Boys, or at least a point made that I heard, which is losing Game 5 would basically negate the importance of Game 4. It kind of made me a little angry. Because there's a part of it of, what, we can't even have a nice thing? Like, that was, to me, that's one of the greatest stories of a playoff game because the two teams were so damn competitive. It was a seesaw. It was you getting on the board, they getting on the board, you getting on the board, they getting on the board. It was a game of catch-all. At one point, they took the lead, and then you took it back with David Fry, and then you had the insurance run, but wait, there's more, because then they got on the board in the ninth inning on Class A. So you needed it. There were so many things in that game that made it the perfect game, and to win that perfect game. So I understand that we always do, all right, what's the correlation between these two things? Guys, Game 4 was special. Game 4 was an organization, and I think what Game 4 can be is the moment that we look back is the moment where the Guardians really woke up. Because the offense really started to do some stuff in that game. And I'll be honest with you, the home runs were great. Because home runs equal wins in this time of year. It does. That's the easiest way to win. If you do win Game 5 and you keep pace with, and you want to keep pace with the New York Yankees, you're not going to be able to outslug them, but you are going to need to be able to slug enough, and you're going to need your rotation or your pitching staff to bring them back down to earth for 4 out of the 7 games. So to see power and to see it in a giant ass park, by the way, gave me a bit of hope there. All right, maybe the offense is cooking with fire. The most impressive part of that game, guys, it was the suicide squeeze. It was a guy who is arguably your fourth best hitter this year in David Fry. And the September splits were nice, but David Fry, the first 2-3 games of this series, had a lot of really bad at-bats, noticeably bad at-bats, and more importantly, situationally bad at-bats. So to have your DH, maybe not the biggest speedster in the world, with all due respect, to have him lay down the perfect sacrifice, which was just enough, move the Detroit pitcher just enough. And honestly, Detroit played that ball perfectly. Jake Rogers was in a perfect position to make that tag. The throw was maybe a millisecond late. The pitcher got it out as quickly as it fielded it cleanly. It's like that play. But you converted, you played small ball when you had to. You played big ball when you had to with the home runs. You took those opportunities. And then when you needed to, you added that extra run. And by the way, it made a difference because you needed it. So I'll be honest with you. Tomorrow's going to tell whether Game 4 was the start of something. Whether Game 4 was proof that the offense is ramping up, right? Because there is an opportunity. Scooble can be got. He's a very good pitcher, and the pitch tunneling thing makes it very hard to get him. But with every great pitcher, there is an approach or a style that helps you get that win. But just even if it doesn't, somebody's going to lose a damn series. And I'm not trying to be the guy to move goalposts, because going into this, I kind of thought to myself, you know what? You're the better team. You need to get this win. Just making it the ALCS, and all of a sudden, all the pressure's gone in terms of all of a sudden you'll be the team playing with house money. That's the beauty about a potential Yankee series. All the pressure's on New York. And by the way, it's pressure playing in front of your home crowd with expectations, with the idea of this is your year. So winning this game will free you even more, even though there's just natural pressure that happens in any given moment in any given series. At the same point, have we not seen enough from this Guardians team in this series to say I'm not trying to write off Game 5 because now I'm starting to know how I'm sounding here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In the season, the success, regardless, it's so much more of a success if you get to the ALCS. And honestly, the clock restarts there because I think it gives your offense even more time to continue to prove they're hot. But look at the way that this thing, you jumped on the Tigers right out of the gate. You had the most deflating loss that you could possibly have in game two because you played a perfect, damn near perfect game two outside of some bad situational hitting. Then you turn around and it was Detroit won a game by a lot of little mistakes here, one or two from Vogt, a lot from the batters. So to then come back in a game where the Tigers were putting a lot of effort into getting that win because they didn't want to come back to Cleveland, even though it meant Scooble was going to go, because if they could get the win yesterday, that meant they could line Scooble up for game one of the ALCS. How can you look at this and say, well, if the Guardians lose on Saturday, the season's a failure? No, it sucks. I want this party to go on. I think you have a chance to the Yankees. I'm a little scared because at any point they can erase a lead with a 3-run home run, and you got to work just a little bit harder to do that. And if the bats go cold again, yep, it's going to. But this idea that to me, it's, I'm going to go back to the term. It's sports talk cynicism. It is everything is bottom lined. Everything is reduced. And I'll tell you right now, I will enjoy this thing a hell of a lot more if you extend it into the ALCS. I'll enjoy it more. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to have to call a doctor because it's going to last for 4 more hours. If you beat the Yankees to go to the World Series and you win the World Series, you might see a fat, naked man just running through the streets of Cleveland. It ain't happening. I'm not doing that to my wife and children. And frankly, I'm not doing that to you. My point is, every step we go from here only adds to the impressiveness of this season. But this series has been so impressive with the way the Guardians have had it and the way the Guardians have fought back. Like, there's a part of me that says, hey, I think you need to win this one because the path forward looks doable. And anytime we're saying it's anyone's game, that there is no, yeah, the Yankees are going to be the favorite because of the payroll and because it's New York and because it's the Yankees and because Bob Costas gets real good and randy every time he gets to say the historical success of the New York Yankees. That's the number one reason. I don't want to, if I hear Bob Costas on a call, I'm going to go ahead and lull myself to sleep here. But yes, it feels like this year is in front of us. So if they lose, it's going to feel like you missed an opportunity. Maybe the best opportunity since, I don't know, 2016, but that doesn't mean this series is a failure. That doesn't mean this season is a failure. And I think that to me is where I think sometimes we've got to stop. And as much as I love this job and I love sports talk, sometimes you can just say, hey, one or two breaks and this thing goes otherwise. But it's not a failure. The Guardians have put up more fight in this series than I think they did in the Yankee series 2 years ago. I think the Guardians have shown more fight in each one of these games than I think they did in the last three games where they lost, maybe not that game seven, but in certain parts of the collapse against the Cubs. They put up more of a fight than they did consistently than the collapse against the Red Sox in 07. Against teams, by the way, big budget teams for the 90s, where they were the favorite in every series, they put up more fight. So if you just run out of runway, I'm not going to ding you. This has been an incredibly, it's been an incredible performance by both the Tigers and Guardians. That doesn't make either team the loser, other than somebody's got to win tomorrow and somebody's got to lose it. And anything otherwise is just smarmy sports talk, faux journalistic crap. 216-474-0092. Would losing on Saturday mean the Guardian season is a failure? If you came into this series thinking you got to get to the ALCS or it's ALCS or bust, has this series done anything to change it for you? That, and there's one more guy we got to get going for the Gardos, and I'm kind of sick of him not going. That's next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.